during the development of this. All right, so back to being in character. What are the big ideas for magnetism that we want to try to get across today? Well, from the observations and things that you did when you were kids, you know that bar magnets exert forces on each other, right? So that's one observation. Second one that we talked about but didn't spend a lot of time on is that you can see the same effect. You can see the effect on a compass needle if you put it near a wire that's carrying a current, an electrical current. And so those two pieces of information are enough for us to get all the way to figuring out how the brakes on your Prius work. We'll come to that at the end of the class. There's a detail here, and that is the direction, and we tried to teach in this introductory material the right-hand rule. So here's the video, a piece of the video from the pre-lecture. You can see current going around there in that direction, and somebody stole my bagel. Here it is. So here is the current loop. Okay, this is a loop of wire. And what you could see was the current going around in this direction. And if I take the fingers of my right hand and curl them in the direction the current is going, the thumb will point in the direction of the north pole of the magnet. So current going around in a loop like this looks just like a bar magnet. So all magnetic fields are made by moving charges, electrical charges. And because of point number one here, that means, because of point number one, we can conclude that charged particles moving in a magnetic field feel forces. Okay? And we can make use of that in two ways. So we can provide current to the wire, put it in a magnetic field, and that current will feel, the wire carrying that current will feel a force. And that's how we make electric motors. If we supply an electric current to a wire, we can create motion. That follows from the first two comments. A wire moving in a magnetic field, I don't put any current in the wire, but now I move the wire in the magnetic field, that can cause a current to flow in the wire. The two similar but rather different outcomes. One of them, we put electric current in and we get motion out. If we move a wire, like with water falling through a dam or something like that, if we move the wire, we can generate an electric current. And that's what Trusty Strobel's old company used to do. Move wires in magnets. And still do, yes. Otherwise, we would be in the dark. Maybe we are anyway. Okay. So that last one is the concept of magnetic induction. We can induce a current in a wire by moving it in a magnetic field. All right, so let's check back and make sure that we understand the concept of the right-hand rule. So this is checkpoint number one. We have a loop of current. We have a loop of current. We're looking at it face on, and the current is flowing that way. Okay, it's flowing counterclockwise as you see it there. And the question is, which way does the magnetic field point? That is to say, which way does the North Pole point? Does it point into the screen, out of the screen, towards the top of the screen, or towards the bottom of the screen? And I will give you, my clicker is new. There we go. Button. So let's try 50 seconds. Go ahead and vote. You can chat with your neighbors. See if you can figure out which way that North Pole points. Chairman Kennedy has no one to talk to.
I was looking around for Larry Shook, hoping he was here to explain this to me.
He was playing hooky.